娑婆菩萨宣光上人，各位善知识，阿弥陀佛。
Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, the Venerable Master, all good known advisors, Amitabha.
今天轮到施果桥，来跟大家结法缘，想用一个题目是“蒙佛受记，必定当来必定成就”，与大家结缘。
So today is 施果桥's turn to tie Dharma affinities with everyone, and so my topic today is receiving predictions under the Buddha, and in the future one will definitely have accomplishments. So I'd like to use this topic and tie affinities with everyone.
首先我用一个我们本师释迦牟尼佛的本生的一个公案呢，来跟大家说明受记的缘由。
So I'd first like to use a story based on our fundamental teacher Shakyamuni Buddha in order to prove this point of my topic.
我们释迦牟尼佛在过去时跟我们都一样，是个薄地的凡夫，流转生死。
So in the past, Shakyamuni Buddha is like every one of us, and so he was also an ordinary person who had to revolve in the cycle of birth and death.
不过呢，他发了菩提心，他上求佛道，下化众生，依着他所发的菩提大愿，建立大恨，用功修行了两大阿僧祇劫，到了第二大阿僧祇劫的时候。遇到燃灯佛给他受记成佛之际，修到第三大阿僧祇劫，就成就佛道。
And so, Shakyamuni Buddha, unlike us, was able to bring forth the Bodhi mind, and so he, above he sought the Buddha path, and below he taught and transformed living beings, and so he based upon the great Bodhi vows that he made, he established great conduct and used a lot of effort in order to practice for two great Asamkhya Kalpas. And in the second Asamkhya Kalpa, once it was fulfilled, he met a burning lamp Buddha who bestowed predictions on him. And so then he cultivated the third great Asamkhya Kalpa and then became a Buddha.
那受记成佛之际呢，就是他证到了八地菩萨，才会得到燃灯佛给他受记。证到八地菩萨以后呢，这个菩萨就非成佛不行。
And so when a bodhisattva is bestowed by the Buddha's prediction, then this bodhisattva must be of the eighth ground. And so then, Burning Lamp Buddha would give Shakyamuni Buddha this prediction. And so once you attain the eighth ground, then this bodhisattva must become a Buddha.
八地菩萨已经入了无功用恨的位置。七地菩萨还要精进的用功，还必须有功用行的心。换句话讲，就是八地菩萨能够任运自然的精进下去，好像驾船到了第八地菩萨这个时候呢，风也顺，水也顺，你不需要再撑这个船，船自然会到目的地。所以八地菩萨的位置呢，才能够得到佛的受记，受佛的记。
And so the eighth ground bodhisattva has already attained the position of practicing without attachment to attaining merit. And so the seventh ground bodhisattva, he still needs to vigorously apply effort. And so he still needs the mind of having, when practicing, he still needs to have the mind of wanting to having the attachment of attaining merit. And so basically, in other words, it is saying that once the bodhisattva reaches the eighth ground, then he can go naturally with the flow and practice vigorously. And so it's kind of like taking control of a ship. Once you are at the eighth ground, the wind is very peaceful, the waters is also very calm, and so you do not need to take hold of the steering wheel, and the boat will naturally go to the destination. And so once you have gone to the eighth ground, then you can attain the Buddha's prediction.
那释迦牟尼佛在因地的时候，花了菩提心行菩萨道，很辛苦的修到了第二大阿僧祇劫的时候，这个时候呢，他是叫做善慧菩萨，他的名字叫如同，他是一位修因为的菩萨，所以什么都写啊。这个时候呢，世间有一个道行很高的神仙，他也就跑到那边去跟神仙学道。 因为他是八地菩萨，一下子就把神仙的道学呢完全学完了，他就准备要下山了。And
so when Shakyamuni Buddha was still in the causal ground, when he was bringing forth the Bodhi mind and practicing the Bodhisattva path, he very vigorously cultivated and for two great Asamkhya Kalpas. And at this time, he was called Wholesome Wisdom Bodhisattva, and his name was Rutong. And so he was a bodhisattva who was cultivating at the causal ground. And so he learned everything. And at this time in the world, there was a mortal who was had a lot of high practice, and he was knew a lot. And so then Shakyamuni Buddha, in the past life, he went and learned from this immortal. And because he was already an eighth ground bodhisattva, he quickly finished learning all the teachings of this immortal. And so he prepared to leave him and then go back down the mountain.
那么这个他这个外道的神仙呢，仙人老师呢，就跟他讲：“你现在既然把我的法都学去了，哦，要报答师长之恩。” 就必须用五百金银，哦，五百的金银来供养我，这是我这里的规矩。And
so this externalist teacher told Shakyamuni Buddha saying that since you have already learned all of my Dharma, you must repay this kindness of your teachers and your elders. And so you must use 500 gold and silver as an offering to me. And so this is my rules.
那么释迦牟尼佛当时就这么回答他，说我现在呢没有这么多的钱，那么是不是请师父等一下，我下山去木化。
And so Shakyamuni Buddha then replied that I right now don't have this money, and so could a teacher please wait a while, and I will go down the mountain and go for alms round, and then I will quickly come back and make this offering to you teacher in order to repay the kindness of the teacher.
当释迦牟尼佛的前身呢，说过了这个话以后呢，他就马上下山。刚好碰到一位国王在做无遮的法会，这个布施的法会没有遮止的，可以满一切人的愿，只要你要什么就给你什么。And
so after saying this, Shakyamuni Buddha quickly went down the mountain. And just at this time, he encountered a king who was practicing this Dharma assembly of no covering. So basically, it was an assembly of giving where the king had no coverings. So he fulfilled everyone's wishes. And so whatever you wanted, he would give you.
释迦牟尼佛的前身呢，就向无遮法会要了五百金银。 那么国王就问明他，你要钱的目的跟原因是做什么？哦，原来他了解的，他是为了报答师恩，不是为了贪财，而是为了道。然后呢，就满他的愿。And
so, Shakyamuni Buddha, at this assembly of giving, he requested 500 gold and silver. And so the king asked him the motives and reasons for obtaining this money. And then the king found out that Shakyamuni Buddha was requesting this money in order to repay the kindness of the teacher. And it was not in order for the greed of wealth. And he was actually hoping to practice the way. And so the king fulfilled his wish.
那么在这个时候呢，也就是这个法会的地方，释迦牟尼有听到一个消息，就是有一尊佛，有一尊佛正在讲法，正要来布道讲法，这个佛就是所谓的燃灯佛，要到这个地方来。
And so at this time at the assembly, Shakyamuni Buddha heard of a piece of information that was that there was a Buddha who had appeared in this world called Burning Lamp Buddha, and this Buddha was preparing to come and speak the Dharma to everyone and come to this place.
因为他是八地菩萨，他马上能够触发他宿世的善根，要去亲近这一尊佛。
And so because he was already an eighth ground bodhisattva, so immediately stirred up the gurus from his past lives. And so he immediately wanted to draw near to this Buddha.
那么在这个途中呢，刚好碰到皇宫的一位女子，叫做曲玉，她手上拿了七枝的青莲花。世界上呢，莲花有四种颜色，那四种颜色就青黄。 白红四种颜色，以青色最为尊贵。所以说，这个时候呢，善慧童子看到了，就对这个女子说：“这个莲花是稀有名贵的，能不能卖给我？现在我正要碰的要去到燃灯佛出世，我要去那边来供养他。是不是你可以用你这个名贵的青莲花来供佛？” 能够表示我内心的恭敬与虔诚，我身上刚好有五百两、五百斤、五百的那个金钱，全部都给你，你不必为我全部七支，我只要五支就好了。希望你能够满我的供养佛陀的诚恳的心愿。
And so on his way to meet the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha met a woman from the imperial palace, and her name was Obtaining Wishes. And so he saw her in her hand. She was holding seven green lotus flowers. And so these, in the world, there are four different kinds of lotus flowers. There are the yellow lotus flowers, the red lotus flowers, and the white lotus flowers along with the green. And so the green is the most precious of the four. And so wholesome wisdom Bodhisattva, when he saw this woman, he said to her that this kind of lotus flower is the most rare and precious in the world. So can you sell these flowers to me? And so I am going to meet Burning Lamp Buddha. And so I want to take these flowers as an offering to the Buddha and to use this most rare and most precious green lotus flowers as an offering to the Buddha can express my inner respect and sincerity. And so I have 500 gold and silver right here, and I can give them all to you. And I do not want all seven of those flowers. I just need five. And so I hope that you can fulfill my wish for making offering to the Buddha in order to express my sincere mind.
那么现在曲玉宫里呢，就告诉他，本来这个青莲花是皇宫之物，是不准卖给你的。但是你的恭诚、恭敬、虔诚的心，很令我感动。那么这五百斤莲，我就不要向你拿。这五支莲花呢，就送给你。另外两支莲花，希望你代替我来供养佛陀，表示我对佛陀的敬意。因为碍于 皇宫的规定，我自己不能够亲自拿去供养，只好劳驾你的。那么三位童子呢，得到这个莲花，满怀高兴的，又向别人说明佛陀现在所在的地，问明佛陀现在所在的地方，他就赶快跑到佛陀经过的路上等着。
And so this imperial woman called Obtaining Wishes then told Shakyamuni Buddha, saying that originally these green lotus flowers are the things of the palace, and so I should not be able to sell them to you. But because of your mind of respect and sincerity, it has moved me, and so I do not want the 500 gold and silver that you have. And I will give you these 5 lotus flowers, and the other 2 lotus flowers, I hope that you can help me bring them to the Buddha and help say that this offering is from me. And so this also can express my respect towards the Buddha. And because it is violating the rules of the palace, I cannot go there personally to make this offering. And so I hope that you can, for in the place of me, make this offering to the Buddha. And so Youth Wholesome Wisdom then obtained these lotus flowers, and he was very happy. And then he asked other people about where the Buddha was going past and where the Buddha was going to. And then he ran to the place where the Buddha was going to pass by, and he waited there.
那么当时的那个风俗呢, 用花来供火, 哦, 是用散花, 也就是把花的花瓣呢, 剥下来, 哦, 然后呢, 撒向, 哦, 撒向佛陀的地方去, 哦, 所以说当时呢, 他就发了个大愿, 我今天要拿着这种青莲花来供养佛, 哦, 这些青莲花呢, 就因为他的功德力呢, 就化成了一个宝盖，宝盖的哦，跟着那个火就走，哦，所以说呢，它是有八地菩萨愿力的殊胜，哦，随着它的愿力呢，这七株莲花呢就化成了一个宝盖，在虚空中跟着燃灯火走。
And so the tradition back then was that if one was to make offerings using flowers, then one would scatter these flowers. So one would peel the petals off each flower, and then where the Buddha was passing, the person would scatter the petals towards the Buddha. And so then Shakyamuni Buddha made this great vow that today I am taking these green lotus flowers as an offering to the Buddha. And I hope that these flowers can transform and become a jeweled canopy, which can follow the Buddha wherever he goes. And so because he was eighth ground bodhisattva, and his vow powers were very supreme, and so because of this vow power, when the Buddha came by, the 7 lotus flowers that he made as an offering became a jeweled canopy, and in empty space it followed Burning Lamp Buddha wherever he went.
那这时呢, 善慧童子呢, 眼看着火已经走近了, 他在那边等着, 顶礼接驾的时候, 一看到地上有一滩的泥巴水, 哦, 他就用他的衣服呢, 脱下来, 把那个污泥了吗, 把它掩盖了, 但是呢, 掩盖了还有一部分, 一小小的一部分, 没有盖住, 他就身上都没有东西可以遮盖的时候, 这时候火已经走近了，他马上毫不犹豫的一心的哦，用所谓的把头上的头发打开来，掩盖在那个剩下一点点的污泥上，哦，这个就是所谓他花了一心，他用一心，哦，没有所谓杂念的一心来供养佛，这个就是我们讲的不法眼里的一个公案。
And so at this time, the Youth Wholesome Wisdom, when he saw the Buddha was coming towards his direction, and he was preparing to bow to the Buddha and also to receive him, and then suddenly he saw on the ground before the Buddha there was a puddle of mud, and so he quickly took off his clothes and then used it to cover up the mud. But then he also laid down on the puddle of mud with his body, but then he still found out that there was still a little bit not covered, and so he quickly used his hair and then covered up that little spot. And so when the Buddha passed by, he was able to cover up the whole place. And so this is the story of a reveal of putting off the hair in order to cover up the mud.
那藉由这个公案呢，我们可以深深的体会到， 这表示只要内心对佛陀恭敬到了极点，你拿你他拿你，你拿身上的身心来供养佛，这个头发呢并算不得什么。那由这里我们可以看到，当时他的身心的供养是非常的恭敬，非常的虔诚。
So we can see that in his inner mind, he was using his body in order to protect the Buddha from getting dirty from the mud. But even so, because he, in his mind, he was able to have this enormous respect and sincerity, and so that is why this was such a great action.
当他趴在地上，要请佛，要请燃灯佛踏在他的身上过去，让他的双，让佛的双脚清净无染的双脚不要去踏到污泥，但愿以这个小小的身心来供养，长样的佛陀的威神呢，消灭他的业障。他发愿，那佛当然就知道了。所以说这个时候燃灯佛就满他的愿，就是踏着他的身上走过去以后，佛一走过去以后，他踊跃欢喜。这种踊跃叫做大欢喜，通身的欢喜。就像我们平时小小的欢喜，首先呢，我们是嘴巴上小小的笑，进一步呢，我们脸笑起来，然后呢，再进一步，我们连心都笑起来。这样子进一步的叫做通身的都笑起来，叫做踊跃。使你蹦蹦跳跳的这种心境是不能够自主的因为欢喜到了非常的极点。这个时候呢，燃灯佛就给他授记。说从今天起不用再经过一个大阿僧祇劫，再经过91劫，你就能够成佛。你那时候的名字叫释迦牟尼佛，结称叫做贤劫，那个世寿有100岁就是受记的他。
And so at this time, Shakyamuni Buddha laid down on the ground and allowed the Buddha to step on him and then pass over. And so he allowed the Buddha's feet to be pure and undefiled. And so the Buddha's feet would not step on the mud. And so he made the vow saying that, I hope that using this very little offering of the body and mind, I hope to rely on the Buddha's enormous, awesome power in order to eradicate my karmic obstacles. And so when he made this vow, the Buddha knew, and so Burning Lamp Buddha fulfilled his vow and then stepped on his body and passed over. And so once the Buddha passed over, he was extremely happy. And so this kind of happiness is called the great happiness, and it is the happiness that goes through the whole body. And so regularly, we have this kind of little happiness. So first of all, our mouth opens and we smile, and then maybe our whole face begins to smile, and after that, even our mind can smile. And so one by one, every part of our body smiles and becomes happy. And so this is what is called by this kind of great happiness. And so then you also start to jump and hop around. And so this kind of mindset is really, you can't control yourself because you are so happy that it's uncontrollable and it's too powerful. And so Burning Lamp Buddha, at this time, he gave Shakyamuni Buddha the prediction, saying that from this day on, you have to pass through 91 kalpas, and then you'll become a Buddha called Shakyamuni Buddha. So you have no need to pass through another great Asamkhya kalpa, and the name of your kalpa will be Worthy Kalpa, and your lifespan will be 100 years.
那我们知道，不法眼力的供养，发愿请燃灯佛踏在他身上走过去，这就是为法忘躯的供养佛。这一下子的发心就超过一大阿僧祇劫，他本来只是八地菩萨，还要再修一大阿僧祇劫才能够成佛。但是燃灯佛说，你再过91劫就能够成佛。由这个公案，我们还可以进一步的去了解，所谓一念摄多劫，多劫摄一念，时间是没有定体的。一大阿僧祇劫究竟有多长？时间 哦、是没有办法定体的，依法来生、哦、依法上生的都是假定，你心中起了一个分别才有长短，你一念不生，这个长时间短时间对你来讲都没有分别，所以说一念精进一个阿僧祇劫就是超过了，这个叫做短劫可以摄长劫。
And so we all know that using his hair to cover up the mud, and in this way making an offering to the Buddha, he was making this vow to ask Burning Lamp Buddha to step on his body and then walk over. And so this kind of forgetting one's body for the Dharma, this kind of offering is really great. And so at this time when he was giving rise to this kind of mindset, it already passed one great Asamkhya Kalpa. And so originally he was an eighth ground Bodhisattva and still needed to cultivate another great Asamkhya Kalpa in order to become a Buddha. But Burning Lamp Buddha said that you just need to pass 91 kalpas before you become a Buddha. And so from this story, we can go further in our understanding. And so the saying goes that in one thought can become many kalpas, and many kalpas can shrink to become one thought. And so time is not fixed. So one great Asamkhya Kalpa, how long in length is it actually? Well, time is not really fixed. And so it all depends on the distinctions in our mind. And so once we have the distinctions of long and short, then the time will change as our minds. And so if you have no thought being arised, then a long time and a short time will be basically the same thing. And so he had this one thought of vigor, and so one Asamkhya Kalpa passed over. And so this is what is meant by the small Kalpa can be the same as the long Kalpa.
那么受记呢，我们今天谈的受记，按照经论上来讲，受记有四种，一种叫做未发心受记，第二种叫做共发心受记，第三种叫做隐覆受记，及最后的这一种现前受记。那么我们这个公案呢、啊，就属于第四种的现前受记。
And so today we have been talking about receiving predictions. And so according to the sutras, there are four kinds of receiving predictions. The first is receiving predictions without giving rise to the mind. And the second kind is after giving rise to this mind, then you receive predictions. And the third is hidden receiving predictions, and the fourth one is manifesting, the Buddha manifesting, and you receive the prediction. So today's story is categorized in the fourth kind of receiving predictions, having the Buddha manifest and receiving the prediction.
那我们如果在学习佛法，修持任何一个法门，多可能蒙佛受记。那例如举一个例子来讲，像净土法门、念佛法门来讲，我们在经典上《阿弥陀经》上面都已经蒙佛来受记，应该是属于说，我们应该就说归纳为所谓的共发心受记，也就是说你发了心要成就佛道，佛都已经跟你受记了。
And so for example, if we are practicing the Buddha Dharma and we can practice any Dharma door, we'll be able to receive the Buddha's predictions. So for example, there is the Pure Land Dharma door or the reciting the Buddha's name Dharma door. And in the Amitabha Sutra, we can see already have been receiving predictions. And so this kind of prediction is for everyone to all give rise to the mind and then receive the predictions. And so before you have just been reciting the sutra, and then when you give rise to this mind, then you have been bestowed predictions on.
那么未发心受记就是像佛在菩提树下证悟佛道以后，他所谓的三叹：奇哉奇哉奇哉，众生皆有佛性，皆堪作佛，皆堪作为因， 妄想执着不能证得，这个已经都给我们大家，我们众生受记的。
And so the receiving predictions without giving rise to the mind is, for example, when the Buddha under the Bodhi tree attained enlightenment to the Buddha path, and then he said three times, weird indeed, and he said that all living beings have the Buddha nature and they can become Buddhas, but because of false thoughts and attachments, they have to still undergo rebirth. And so basically, the Buddha has already bestowed predictions on us living beings.
那最后呢，我要鼓励大家，我们师父呢，跟我们受记了，就是说每一个人只要皈依他的人，只要到万佛城的人，都一定要成佛。这个师父已经帮我们大家都受记了，所以说我们大家只要精进努力，一定能够成就。阿弥陀佛。
And so lastly, I would like to say that our teacher, the Venerable Master, has already bestowed predictions upon each and every one of us. And so he made a vow saying that anyone who took refuge under him or who has visited the city of 10,000 Buddhas, they must all become Buddhas. And so if we can vigorously cultivate and apply effort, then we will all definitely become Buddhas. Amitabha.